And he was like, no, like something like something that's stupid. I just bought the digital or the slim digital, whatever it was. And I was like, oh, after all that.
Hey, Castro, before we start, can you
no,
can you accidentally put your name on the thing? Because it's just easier when you label when I'm downloading the videos.
Quadcaster.
Diva over here.
Yeah, do it on here.
Well, you're the only one that didn't do it, Castro.
Yeah, everybody has it except for you.
Please,
yeah,
you should be able to, Castro.
Yeah, sounds like a third to last brother thing to do.
Dude, you're recording right now.
Oh, what the?
Oh, nice
fonts. Yeah, never mind.
God, we were talking shit about Isaac. I thought everyone should hear it.
Mas bendy, Isaac.
No, you probably caught none of what he said.
Oh, you know what I pushed record? Fucking bitch.
3 seconds ago?
Yeah, you little bitch fonts.
Yeah, what I said 3 seconds ago.
Did it change my name? Am I good?
Yeah. I just don't know if it'll save it that way because... No. The recording. Good job. But it's okay. Yeah. You're the only one without a name. It, you know. Well, I say it's okay.
It's
I don't easy. Know. Fonz
probably. No, that's true. For sure. No,
I actively don't want to be associated with Fonz.
Just give yourself a pronoun. That's it.
Whoa.
You want my pronoun, Fonz?
Is my pronoun still there?
No,
yes. Boss bitch.
Annoying. Buffalo.
I do hate that they reset. The
yeah, it would, but like really, Mario.
Yeah, I have to do it every time.
Just in case you change your mind.
If anyone didn't hear, we did begin the show. The show is up
already and running. A minute in, yeah,
up and rolling. 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes in. First time full cast has been here. What? Since the start of the season?
Since the very first episode of the season, yeah.
Really?
Damn.
Wow.
Commitment.
Not gonna point fingers, but I will point my eyeballs.
Fucking William.
The culprits have been.
I didn't know. That was even possible.
You have to train, Fonz. I learned it in Japan.
Fucking eye is red. You don't think I know how to point with my eye? Look at this.
That's racist, dude. That's low-key racist.
Fonz points with something. Else,
he didn't mean that eye. Well, so Isaac, not
y'all
last.
Talking about boners in the last episode.
Okay, don't say y'all. Say y'all.
You were partaking.
Don't act like you didn't laugh at those jokes, William. Exactly.
We literally ended one episode talking, like, we're not going to talk about penis anymore. And then we started the next episode talking about penis.
I didn't hear that.
It's like, would you say a stiff hand or a stiff?
Oh, the stiff arm. Oh, because Fonz's injury excuse when he doesn't come in next episode. He had an erection lasting erection. For more than 4 hours. Couldn't make it.
I meant a football injury, not a fucking.
Hey, that could happen injury. In football. The hell?
No,
they not even have penises.
Yeah, they get boners during the game.
You know this?
Yes.
What did he say? What was that one?
Fucking running with a boner, really. That's why nobody can stop him.
Exactly.
What the fuck is that?
The fuck pushed me? I didn't see his hands.
I hope there are no first-time listeners on this episode. This is the first 3 minutes. So Isaac is not lost. You guys... I tried to catch it. I caught the tail end of it. You guys were talking about his new acquisition. He's a PlayStation 5 owner after being the last holdout amongst everyone. Why is this a problem? What's wrong with it?
Because he didn't buy the Pro. This whole time, his whole argument was, I'm going to wait for the Pro. Like, you guys look stupid. You know they're going to come out with a Pro in like 2 years. And the Pro does come out, and the clown doesn't buy it. And it wasn't a 2-year wait. How long was it? Like 4 years?
It was a long time.
Yeah.
I think I got mine over COVID, right? It's been like, yeah, it's been that long already.
It was like 4 years, and the clown gets a normal PS5.
What's that meme where I see it used in fantasy football context, and it's like me about to start, you know, Tyreek Hill without Tua for the fourth time in a row, and it's like putting clown makeup on. That's you, Isaac.
I wish he was here as like a guest, like just for this portion, just to explain himself, like why he waited just to do that. but I don't know.
I'm surprised we haven't invited him yet.
We haven't had a single guest on yet.
Well, no, we're
working
new,
on our core group here.
Right, yeah. That's
true. Yeah.
We can just get it together.
Basic attendance down.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just get some guests in. You don't need the core. Y'all three are the core.
And then we're using a new app, too. So, like, now it's easier. I feel like we could have a guest. So, and we should get Scott on first, is what we should do.
We Fuck do owe Scott. You,
Scott.
Let me get the soundboards working before Scott comes on. Yeah. So we can have a proper welcome.
Still got some things to work out.
All right. Who was out last week?
Me.
Jose was out.
Yeah.
And William.
Will was out too.
Will was doing homework.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are so dumb. My brother was giving y'all an example of things to do. I cannot wait till one of you has kids because then you'll realize, it's kind of hard to spend 3 hours on a podcast.
Nah, dude. I'll be like, fuck that kid. I got a podcast, man. Right. Priorities. Yeah. Like, you know.
You think I'm going to look at that kid? The babysitter will be all over it.
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have the maid do it. Jesus.
No, but I really imagine. So I've been out, obviously, the last 4 episodes, and I think it was 2 episodes ago. I was laughing because I think Mario and Fawn started kick things off, and Mario, like a couple minutes in, Mario had to step away, to address something in his home. The drip
is happening right now. I hear it. Yeah,
call it in. And Mario says, "Okay, Fawns, I'm gonna leave the audience with you just for a few moments." And I think Mario was fully intending for Fawns to be like, "All right, yeah, like so, you know, week 8 or week 7." By the way, just to kind of like rant a little bit instead. Fawns was just like. That was the funniest part. I was laughing. I was like, because I know at some point Fonz was like, yeah, I'm too far into the silence. Like, I'm not going to address anything at this point. I was just cracking up.
You fucking I never even listened to that. Yeah, because I thought I just like left the faucet on and turned out to be a bigger thing. So I had to inspect. But I never went back to listen to what the fuck Fonz did.
I did the Jeopardy.
Oh, that's what it was. I was ad-libbing there. But yeah, he. Yeah, it wasn't silence exactly, but yeah, no content being shared. I was just cracking up.
And then he pretended to like he was like talking about you or some shit.
Yeah, as soon as he got on.
So here, take the wheel. You just shut your eyes. Fucking worthless.
I didn't shut my mouth.
Goodness. It's good to see everybody.
Yeah, you've been out. Okay, do you want to tell us? I mean, the most honestly, a pet peeve of mine. As soon as I come back, and there's no way around it because it's natural for people to say, "How was the trip?" But it's like you don't want to answer that question 15 times. Don't have to if you don't want to. You can give us your favorite moment at that, or however much you feel like sharing. But yeah, how was your time away?
Time away was fun. I'll keep it brief. For the Isaacs out there, not to yell at us, so you know, so we don't get 20 minutes into this, and stay away from the main content. But trip was fun. It was an experience. My favorite part was probably because Ecuador is surrounded by either beaches or mountains, and so we went to 3 different towns, and I think visiting like different parks within those mountains and stuff like that, like just the nature of it all was beautiful, really. So that was probably my favorite part. And I'll go ahead and drop my least favorite part. They have rolling power outages, like on schedule because they're on like you know how we have like an electric power grid? They're on like a hydroelectric power grid. And so they've been in a drought. And so because they've been in a drought, they're like, hey, every day they're going to have scheduled blackouts. So like maybe 8 p.m. to midnight, you're going to be without power 100%. And so it varies day by day, but I didn't know that going into the trip. And I was like hands off in the planning. I let my wife do that. And, with her friend, they were all over that. I didn't even think about like that could be a possibility. And so, it was a bit unexpected. That was probably my least favorite part, but still, you know, it's another stamp in the passport. It's a good time away. And, unfortunately I did get food poisoning on the way back. So that was very unpleasant and unpleasant 17-hour travel day, coming back. And that's why I wasn't able to join the last 2 episodes, but it was an experience. It was fun. Don't know if I'd go back, but you know, I think there's other places to visit, but we'll see where life takes me.
So those power outages, were they timed like a certain time of day?
Yeah,
like in the middle of the night, or it happened in the middle of the day?
It varied. So I think Saturday, for example, we were in a town over there and they had power outages from 8 a.m to noon, and then 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday. And then Sunday, they didn't have the power outage until I think it was like 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then Monday morning, it was again 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then again, oh, and then they didn't have one Monday night. So they know ahead of time the days are going to be without power. So a lot of the locals, they plan to either, you know, if they're going to be home, there's not much to do. But a lot of them like go out to like the local malls just because they have power and they'll spend time there and stuff like that. So we were very strategic about if we were going to have a power outage, we were going to go hiking or we were going to go you know, to the mall or whatever, to a place or a town that did have power. And so we had to be strategic in that way. But just the unexpectedness of it, I didn't really care for it.
That's a big chunk too, 4 hours. Does that include central air?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
Yeah. Very, very warm. You guys know I sweat easily. And so if we were someplace without power, I was like, I need to be outside. Like any air is good air. So yeah, a bit of a struggle there, but outside of that, it was a great time.
All right. Removing Ecuador from the list of places to go.
Yeah.
Random power outages. That might be a no for me,
and dog. I don't think that's going to last much longer. I think they're going to be doing that through like the first week of November. So I think it's going to be, it's temporary, but we just happened to be there while they were doing that. So wasn't my favorite.
I know. Well, glad to have you back. It's always fun when you can whip out the passport and jump on new spot. Castro knows. He knows. He's over there.
Which,
like, yeah.
Which one? Which passport?
Yeah.
One, two, or
three. Ran out of space. That's true. When you run out of space, they make you get another one before it's expired.
Like when you're traveling? Yeah, you need a valid passport. So I had to get one.
It's invalid if it's full.
If it's full.
Yeah, if you don't have pages. That was the thing. Yeah. I didn't have pages to stamp on anymore. And which it's by country. Some countries just scan and that's good enough. But some countries they need a stamp. And if there's no spaces in your page, you need to get like an emergency one.
So. For any listener that might run into that problem down the line.
Think ahead.
Yeah, no, we know. Get your second passport ready for when you run out of pages.
You'll find yourself in a U.S. embassy in Myanmar with a bunch of people just lined up like at 6 a.m. trying to get a visa to go to the U.S.
God dang.
I have no more pages.
All right. Well, we're here to recap everything that happened this past week. There are 5 of us here, so only one of us will have double duty. Is that true? Yeah, only one of us here. But
I vote William.
Actually, yeah. So you got some makeup homework assignments.
Word.
Oh, actually, boy. Before we get started, there was a little bit of news and noise. Or should that be on the preview maybe for the next one?
Depends on when it happened. If you're talking trades, maybe the next one.
Okay. But injuries would be
this one. Injury happened this past week. I think.
Yeah, we can bring it up as we get to it. That's a good room. All right. Who wants to start? William?
Who gets the double
I guess
dude?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
While you're awake.
We got, you know, for opening your fucking mouth, I want to choose Mario.
Oh.
He's not mad at that.
We get to talk about me? All right.
Let's see. What do we – dang, stop freezing.
Too much pressure.
Here we go. All right. Mario against Noe. Noe scored 131 points.
Fucking game of his Mario's, life.
Against Mario's 97. This puts Noe at 6-2. And Mario, you're still 6-2. Let's go through it. Let's go through your lineup first, Mario.
Oops.
God bless.
Oh, I thought
that was his dick.
Sorry, I stood up too fast.
William cracked himself up on that one.
Oh, are you going to get mad at us for boner
talk?
It It's hard not to when you have boner tongue.
I hard know. When you got dick on the mind.
There's your episode name, Fonz.
No.
This is why I don't let my coworkers listen. Yeah. They know what I'm doing on Wednesday night, and I never tell them what the name of the podcast is. I'm like, no, I don't think it's time for that.
Yeah, I do reverse promotion for sure.
Same. I tell people it's just us talking shit. All right, Mario. Caleb Williams, he ended up with 9 points.
My boy.
For you. Derrick Henry, you know, did his thing. The guy, just a touchdown machine, man. 13.70. Brees Hall, 16 carries, 80 yards. One reception for 9 yards. It's all right.
Jets are trash. I'm surprised he even did that much.
Yeah.
My boy Braylon Allen Justin, got the touchdown.
Not pretty.
Justin Jefferson put up 115 yards. He got you 11.50. AJ Brown, man, he's looking good, I think.
Crybaby.
he got you 8.40, though, but still, you know, touchdown that would have changed that. Kraft, the guy you stole from underneath me.
My boy Tucker. Oh, were you the other bidder on that?
Yeah.
I dropped.
Yeah.
13.80. You dropped him?
I did.
I didn't even realize
I
that.
I dropped him at the start of the year.
Of course.
Tyreek Hill. I'm curious what your thoughts are on that. He got you 6 for 9 receptions. 6 out of 9 receptions. 72 yards.
He's warming up.
No touchdown.
That's better than what he's been doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, valid. Nine targets, though. Okay.
That's how we're done.
Your kicker gave you 12.70. Denver's defense, 7. People noteworthy on your bench. I mean, Mark Andrews got you another touchdown that week, this week.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have with the tight ends right now, playing roulette. Yeah. And definitely one of them scores, I'm like, damn it. And then the other game happens and the other one scores. I'm like, oh, okay, it worked out. So, like,
it seems like they purposely did that on tight end day. Just like, we're going to score a shitload of touchdowns.
Speaking of tight end, we'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Damn, put a pin in that one.
You know what's funny? I saw like a fantasy analyst tweet out, and it was like, my worst mistake this fantasy season is drafting Mark Andrews. Or my best decision. No, what was it? Fuck. It was like worst and best decisions of the season is like drafting Mark Andrews and dropping Mark Andrews, because I guess they drafted him and they kept him during that stretch where he wasn't doing anything, and then they dropped him and he's finally starting to resurface.
Damn. Okay. Nick Chubb, he got 16 carries. That's good. I think he's somebody to keep an eye on.
He's in the incubator. Just want to see my little baby grow into a full grown Chubb again.
A full grown Chubb. I was going to say it too. That's the name of the podcast, Full Grown Chubb.
It's a little better.
We're
getting there.
Shakir, he's, he got you 10.90 points. Mario, you had some comments about Mark Andrews or Tyreek Hill?
Not really, Andrew. Like, I went and unpacked. I was like, dude, what exactly happened? So, like, the quarterback only gave me 10. That's most of my life. I'm kind of used to that at this point. I was like, what happened?
How does that happen?
It's just touchdown equity. Like, Henry got in and Kraft got in, but that was it. Everyone else did fine, like, yards-wise, but just zero touchdown equity.
Touchdown.
My whole team had 2. Fucking Kyle Pitts had 2. Something that little bitch didn't do his whole career. So, I just got offset. And instantly, so the fact that I got 97 with so little touchdown value, it's like it's fine. It's just, you know, one of those weeks. People didn't find the end zone.
You still made the right quarterback start.
Still made the right quarterback start. This is first time in Caleb Williams' career that me starting him did not yield the win. So, it's all right, Caleb. He's feeling a little bit worse than I am after his little Hail Mary debacle,
dude,
against Washington.
Talk about, like, celebrating too early, man.
Who you talking about, the defensive guy?
Yeah.
Stevens.
I mean, the whole Bears. I mean, everybody, the fan base.
They were, yeah.
I mean,
what a play. What a play, Jaden Daniels. Like, he got lucky, obviously.
It was as impressive as the defensive guy who was not paying attention, sprinted over just to put his hand on the ball and bat it back to Noah Brown for a game-losing interception. Like, that, it could not have gone worse for that dude.
Jaden Daniels chunked that football. out there. So that was impressive.
I'm glad he got to play with mm-hmm. the just to have the rookie off. And I mean, I missed so much football this Sunday. I was running around most of the day, so I didn't get to see a ton as we go through and break this down. Caleb, what I'm learning about Caleb is he's very much matchup dependent right now. He can beat up on the little guys, but he's not strong enough yet to go up against a good defense. Washington sucked early in the year, but they've come on lately and flipped that pretty quickly to be a pretty formidable defense. So he's kind of matchup dependent at the moment. He hasn't hit that elite status just yet. But everyone else, I mean, not really much to talk about. Everyone's fine. Everyone looked good. Just didn't score.
No touchdowns.
Yeah.
He still put up 97.
Trash.
Okay. Well, on the other side, Jalen Hurts put up 35 points for I'm sure he was happy.
That fucker.
I bet he was happy.
I don't know who was more upset about that. Me and playing against his ass, or Jose, because I picked Saquon in the touchdown parlay, and I was running around, I would see red zone at work every now and then, and they would keep showing Jalen Hurts doing the tush push. I was like, why do they keep showing this play? And it was like, it was a new one every single time.
Nope, new one. So how many more touchdowns does Saquon need in order to meet y'all's goal?
What did you say? Nine.
We said nine.
And he's at six.
I think he's at six.
All right. So this is still possible.
why do you say that? Like, oh, you guys, there's hope. It's going to happen.
There's hope.
He just wants to be right. Give him something. The man's lost his whole team.
That's his own fault. His own damn fault.
I didn't wish anything upon him. I'm just saying.
God's
he means this
right
he means
now,
this time.
Recently,
this time.
Yes.
But what would be the most likely way he wouldn't reach nine touchdowns, though?
I'm not look so Jason Dobbins put up 8 points.
Okay, bait. Put it out there.
I don't know how that could not happen.
Seems like it'll happen. Less.
Marvin Harrison put up a touchdown for you, 111 yards. You
hey, like real that. Quick on that, Castro. Every time you open your fucking mouth about, oh, Kyler Murray's a diva, he doesn't want to do it. The very next thing that happens is Marvin Harrison goes and lights shit up. So go ahead and keep that to yourself next time I'm playing against him.
Hey, this is my guillotine. I needed that. I got that stack.
Oh, Kyler hates him. He just loves Call of Duty. Fucking guy.
I mean, he. Why doesn't he get into him the ball more often?
Yeah,
shut up, Fonz.
So Kyle Pitts had a really good game. Another tight end, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. He put up 21.10 points for Noe. Zay Flowers also had a good game, 11.50 points. George Pickens had a decent game, 70.40. Boswell 14 points. And Philly's defense, 6 points. On his bench, I mean, yeah, Jaden Daniels, who did well. And Trevor Lawrence, 2 quarterbacks, 22 and 23 points.
The QB, Mario. There you go.
Done.
Yeah, now I know he's going to repost Trevor Lawrence for sale.
Absolutely.
Sell
him on a high.
Try to.
And on his wide receiver, DeMarcus Robinson, so random, 35 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's
he
just
only
one
had
those,
3 receptions. Yeah,
just one of the, just got lucky. Just got loose.
Yeah, 2 for 3 receptions. Sorry, so 3 targets.
I want to talk about Pitts real quick because I know I was like, oh, he's only gotten 2. That's the first time he's ever gotten 2 touchdowns. I wasn't sure if that's true. This man had 1 touchdown coming into this game all season. He had 3 all of last season, and 2 the season before that. So yeah, this 2 was certainly an outlier. I'm glad he saved it for this week.
I'm not so sure one of those touchdowns should have counted. I don't know if y'all saw any of the replays where he crosses just as he's about to cross the plane. I guess he has the ball in his left hand. Well, the defender, I guess, knocks it out. But they were saying that he already broke the plane. He was already in. So they called it a touchdown. But they kept showing the replay in slow-mo and again in slow-mo. And they were like, I don't know about that. And obviously they moved on and it still counted. But I'm like, I feel like that shouldn't have counted.
I think consensus was that should not have. And again, I saw it at the end of the day. Not like it would have mattered. It wasn't a one score game, so it makes it easier to stomach. But yeah, happy National Tight Ends Day to Kyle Pitts.
Suck that, Mario.
King of his life.
Well, so yeah, so this puts up again Noe at 6-2, and Mario, you're still 6-2, or good record is what I'm saying.
Still 6-2. On behalf of Noe, so this I didn't look it up, but this may be the first time Noe has ever won the weekly $40 because he had the highest score of the week. So I sent him the money for that Monday, and I said, "Here you go, you son of a bitch." And he goes, "Thank you, sir." And he sent me a GIF of someone getting baptized, and I was like, "Oh, because I forgot, because Fonz had brought it up. It's like all innocent, trying to say congrats, and then as soon as he said, "You play Mario," I said, "I'm about to baptize you, know?" I said it multiple times.
Why you lost?
I guess it's safe to say no, he heard it.
No, he listens.
The fantasy gods heard it.
Okay. Yeah.
So congrats to Noe on his big. This was actually huge for Noe because he was low on points, and if he had dropped to, had taken another loss, he would have fallen on a lot of tiebreakers. So not only did he get the win, but he gave himself a boost on everyone because he had the highest score of the week. So this is a big, big step in the right direction towards him keeping a playoff spot, which I think would be his first playoff berth since taking over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Nice. Congrats to Noe.
Congrats, Noe.
Congrats, Noe. Congrats.
Good start.
All right, next one.
Gimme. I'm going to take Justin versus Scott. Justin got the win here, 127 to Scott's 102. Starting Justin's side. Lamar Jackson remains the QB1 on the year with 24 fantasy points. Josh Jacobs has his best performance to date for fantasy with another 24 points to contribute towards Justin's team. Rashad White staying alive some in this offense by scoring a touchdown. He finishes the day with 10. Amonra scored a touchdown for the fifth straight game. That's really...
Two catches, 7 yards?
Yeah, but I was going to say that's really about all that happened. He finishes with 6.7 fantasy points, but the passing game really wasn't needed in that game, and I feel like it was all their running backs, and it was just due to the game script. Special and team. The deep... Yeah.
Yeah, didn't Jared Goff throw for like 110 yards? Yeah. 52 points, and he threw for like 100 yards. Yeah.
Damn.
Makes sense.
Yep. Diggs finishes the day with 7 fantasy points, but his season stopped short there due to an ACL injury. Joe Mixon coming in with 19 fantasy points as the Texans passing game still continues to struggle. Joe Mixon continues to stay reliable as long as he's healthy. Mm-hmm. Tony Pollard, 1.5 of the only two guys worth mentioning on that Titans offense, finishes with 11 fantasy points. Texans D coming through against the Colts with 10. And looking through on the bench, worth calling out, Mostert has a pretty good fantasy day, thanks mostly in part to the 2 touchdowns he scored and probably vultured away from my boy. Finishes with 15 points, and also Devontae Smith getting most of that work, 6 catches for 85 yards and a touchdown.
Most of that on like a bomb, a 50-yard bomb on one of those plays.
Yeah.
Raheem Mostert, that's like the running back version of what DeMarcus Robinson did.
Yep.
Just got to score twice.
Good call. Flipping over to Scott's side, Jordan Love injured yet again, finishes with just 5 points. Bijan continues his consistent season with 16. Brian Robinson worth calling out, good work on the ground, no touchdowns though. Amari Cooper not really featured a ton against Seattle. He's only targeted twice, finishes with 3 yards, equating to, you guessed it, 0.3 points. Trey McBride getting some love on National Tight End Day. Didn't score a touchdown, but got a ton of volume in this game. 9 catches for 124 yards, finishes with 12 fantasy points. Had a day, Ladd McConkey finishes with 23. Targeted 6 times, 6 catches, 111 yards, and 2 touchdowns, 23 fantasy points. And then a couple notes from the bench. Justin Herbert was, obviously the better quarterback to start, but that's due to Jordan Love's injury, so can't really fault Scott there. No one else really of note on the bench.
I was looking at the Conk. Mr. Conk, that's his 4th touchdown of the season, the little dork. Only a second double-digit game, but maybe he found something with Justin Herbert there.
You would hope so. They have no one else on that offense to throw to.
Josh Palmer, dude.
I was just Has Josh Palmer ever had a 23-point game?
Yes. Go look it up.
I'm looking it up because I don't believe your ass, and I know you won't do it.
I don't believe you either.
Yeah, it's last.
How many points was it? Since you know so well,
it was about 23. It might be 23 on the dot.
It was probably like 12.
That was 2 years ago.
Look at you, dude.
Two years ago.
week 11, 22.6 versus Kansas City. Last year, I think the high was 17. Yeah, so the answer is yeah.
Josh Palmer has never outperformed a guy named McConkie.
There you go.
Start him then. You love him so much. Yeah, anyone to dig into on these guys? As far as like break, I mean, I guess Diggs, right? Yeah, it's kind of the big one.
Really, yeah. I think you guys gave him some bad juju talking about him so much last podcast.
It was funny. Fonz did go. He goes, "Hey, do you think the Texans have buyer's remorse on Stephon Diggs?" No, he's like wide receiver 13. Fonz. He's fine. And then boom.
I did not. Catch
maybe
that.
Now they do.
Yeah,
nice one, Fonz.
Dumb for
I
the
saw
year.
The future.
I think if anything, that just boosts Mixon even more because now Nico Collins. Tank Dell still hasn't really been himself, and Stephon Diggs are all gone, and Mixon's just been the steadiest guy that whole team. Well, even though he's missed three games, so yeah, they're kind of hanging on by a thread.
Next man up,
indeed.
Man. How about? I mean, this is probably preview, but yeah, no, I'm wrong. We'll get into that with preview stuff. But maybe Justin's decisions got a little easier because he has one fewer receiver to decide on.
Yep.
Well, we'll get into that. He's got league yet.
Pretty good of Scott. Yeah. Pretty good of Scott for Amari Cooper to have 3 yards and his quarterback to get hurt, and he still broke 100.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of also surprised that Amari Cooper in that Bills offense has provided more opportunity for Shakir and Coleman. Maybe there's a ramp-up period of a couple weeks, and Cooper's got to learn the system, but I don't know. I just find that odd, considering the talent that Cooper has. But I guess just he's drawing all the attention, or you know, the main attention from the defense, and maybe it's just a product of what's happening.
I'm not sure how to explain because he's not even playing that much. He played 35% of snaps week one and only half week two, so he's not out there every time. But yeah, Shakir has the most targets he's had in his whole career with 10 coming off this game. Keon Coleman had a nice game last week. Unless he got in there and just started coaching them up, or maybe a fire got lit because they're like, "Oh fuck, we're about to lose our job." So maybe they got inspired. I don't know. I'm not sure how to explain it.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing else on this one. As I said, Justin gets the win over Scott. Justin improves to 6-2, and Scott falls 2-4.
Fuck you, Scott.
There it is.
I'll take the next one, bitch ass Fonz. Sorry.
Oh my god, it's all right.
I'll do Joe and my cousin. I feel like I do my cousin every week now. I want to keep it.
Yeah, that kind of family.
Have a hard on for him.
Oh, pervert, Fonz. You're the one that missed an episode for having an erection that lasted more than 4 hours. Joe versus Isaac. Joe won this one 103-90. I'm going to start off on Joe's side. Jared Goff, 50-something points scored in that game, and Jared Goff came only with 15 fantasy points. So it was truly an impressive feat. 52-14 was the score of the actual game. So it's crazy. He only threw for 85 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Oh my God.
85. The fact that he had 15 is crazy. He had 85 yards passing.
He had 15 pass attempts.
Wow. Oh my God. That's I was crazy. Staring at that number 85 and it just didn't click that 85 wow. passing yards. Like
there was 52 points scored in that game. That is ridiculous. That if that's not a warning, like the Lions are coming, I don't know what is. Like
yeah, they have a lot of creative plays.
Jeez, man, that's crazy. But yeah, James Conner still being James Conner ever since he left my team decided to just...
The fucking guy won't die.
Yeah, third round. I don't even know what the third round pick I got turned into, but whatever.
I'll look it up.
Puts up 12 points. Aaron Jones puts up 9 points, gets 50 yards on the ground, 30 in the air. Someone named D. Adams
Sorry, who?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one. He obviously sucks, so he only got 54 yards. with the Jets aren't looking very pretty, though. They're basically – I have a friend or a coworker that he's a huge Jets fan, and, like, it's the Cowboys, basically. They're the Cowboys. He hates me for – he hates when I say that, but – when I see him, I just get – I'm like, I've seen this movie before, dude. Like, I've seen the hope and the downfall before. But Terry McLaurin, still doing good. Didn't get the end zone, but got 125 yards. Jaden Daniels is a good QB. He's probably going to be feeding him. Also another one I regret giving up. Tight end day, Travis Kelce, of course, gets 90 yards and a touchdown, puts up 15 points. Austin
first
Eckler.
Touchdown on the season, but, by the way.
Yeah.
That's nice. The first one.
Jeez. Yeah.
Tight end day is a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Start so. Double tight ends next time.
You need to start making bets. We should have just bet on tight ends for touchdowns. Mm-hmm. You would have hit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have idea. Something for you later.
He sounded like, what's his name? The announcer. Chris Collinsworth.
Chase Brown had a decent day, 32 yards and a touchdown, 9 points. Kyamie Fairbairn, 12 points, and the Packers defense, 5 points. The only notable things on the bench, Brock Purdy, 26 points. That's really it. He does have another kicker and another defense on there, but they didn't really do much either. He is going through injuries himself. I think he just lost Christian Kirk too this week, right?
Yep.
Yes. Yep. For the year.
I forgot he had him. I don't know if I realized he had him.
He traded for him. I remember that.
Oh, that's right. He did.
Who are we talking about?
Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk.
Oh.
Big Kirko.
That's not the right
that's
Kirk.
Little Kirko.
Yeah. Speaking of Big Kirko, thanks, Fonz. Kirk Cousins on the other side for my cousin, QV. Oh, Big Kirko. Puts up 28
points. You make me so uncomfortable every time you do it.
Watch the video. The video is uncomfortable. No,
I don't want to. He makes me uncomfortable too.
I got to send that so you can post it on the fantasy football thing.
He gave up Mike Williams and a second round pick next year for Christian Kirk.
Dang. Well, enjoy that. But at the running back, Chuba Hubbard, however you say his name, 70.
Or Chuba Hubba.
50 yards on the ground, 15 in the air. Puts up 7.1 fantasy points. Zach Moss is trash, only 3.9. But JSN, even though DK Metcalf didn't play, didn't change much. 69 yards and no touchdown. Deez's favorite player, Brian Thomas Jr. Got in the end zone. The one that got away.
The one that got hobbled. He's out. He's out for a couple weeks.
Is he out for a couple weeks? I don't know if it's that bad.
I thought he's 4 weeks. Is he?
Dang.
I thought he's limited practice this week.
Thomas Chest, limited participant. Yeah, he was limited. The initial report said 2 to 4 weeks or multi-week.
God dang.
We'll see.
I would still trade for him. I'd give him my rib or whatever it is.
Yeah, Deez loves that man.
No,
I'm keeping that.
Happy tight end day, Isaac. You didn't get shit. Oh, you did get actually Sam Laporta.
I forgot. I was like, what are you talking about? God damn it.
In the tight end position, not the flex. You didn't get shit. Cole Kmet, 3 points. What was it? 14 yards and 1 2-point conversion. But then Sam Laporta, he has to start two tight ends, of course. Goes off and in a game where there's a ton of points, of course, he gets a touchdown. Michael Pittman, Anthony Richards was a little wuss. For a moment,
he somehow downs it okay.
Yeah, that's weird. I really thought that Pittman was going to be good with Anthony Richardson there, but was wrong on that one. Justin Tucker and then the Chargers defense, both 6 and 9 points respectively. On the bench, I guess Xavier Worthy. Puka Nacua came back, had a decent day, 100 yards.
Yeah, I don't think he realized he was going to play since it was a Thursday night game.
Mm. Oh, yeah, he was like real game time, wasn't he?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we'll see. We'll see how much. Every time that bitch was out there, Stafford locked in on him.
That's what Stafford does. I had forgot that that Miller traded away Cooper Kupp, and I saw like the Cooper Kupp touchdown. I'm like, a fucking course Miller would. So I thought like he had the stack, but then I was like, oh yeah. But yeah, Isaac unfortunately falls short, still puts up a respectable 90 points though. Exceeds his predictions. Joe takes this one, improves to 5-3, and Isaac falls to 1-7, just looking on for the future to rebuild. Anything else on this one?
Anthony Richardson is ass.
Damn.
And he's benched.
And he's benched. 10 for 32. These numbers are unreal.
I am so glad I didn't push that more than what it needed or what I did to trade for him. Like, I'm so glad I didn't trade for him.
Dude.
Because I wanted him.
Wild.
Yeah, we all did.
No, I wanted him on draft night. I was gonna make a deal. But Isaac said no, so Isaac bailed me out.
Nice one, Isaac.
Thanks, Isaac.
Damn.
Thank you, Isaac. Yeah. He didn't make a deal on this year either for the Bowers Fried Thomas thing.
Don't make the same mistake twice, Isaac. Let's talk.
Yeah, Isaac, let's talk, Isaac.
You don't have anything, William.
I have everything.
The ICU over there.
Did you say the record 5-3 for Joe? And
yeah, I did.
Yeah.
1-7. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 3 down, 3 to go. Let me tackle the brothers Alas in this one.
The Alas Bowl.
I just refreshed on this one. So get a reminder on what we did and what we talked about. So Fonz, I guess you're a fan of spousal abuse or domestic abuse.
Okay, here we go.
As we go, you slap your brother with 125 big ones. When the man barely has enough bodies to field a team, you put 125 on him.
Make sure you know.
Williams, respectable 105. Overachieved on your expectation for sure.
You don't have respect for my team either? Come on, man. I lost. I got Jordan Mason I traded for. Doesn't just shit for me. Brandon Ayuk on IR.
Fonz, I'm about to talk about your team.
I got DJ Moore.
That's why we're doing this.
This is where the breakdown comes in. 125 points. I want the respect.
You know, we're doing Will's team first. William, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, do it, loser first.
Sam Darnold. Yeah, been a nice little find for you. He is currently QB number 16, which is fine for a freebie on the year when your last guy's going insane.
Tua, yeah, he's off my team.
Somebody and on Miller's. Well, he's Miller, so now he's about to be MVP probably.
I didn't see it last week.
Kenneth Walker, probably his worst game of the year, actually. The one I picked him for a touchdown. 9 carries, 12 yards.
That's why.
Yeah. Well, he was the backup. I initially picked Jordan Mason.
Yep.
Which I guess I got you both. DeAndre Swift came in. Rashad Bateman. So here's the thing. When I saw Josh Downs with 18 on your bench, and I know we said to put in Bateman, but I had said, I saw 18. I was like, damn it. We didn't say to put in Downs. That sucks. But I went and listened and said, oh, I'm pretty sure Downs and Myers are your automatic 1-2. Don't even think about it. And I was like, oh yeah, we did say that. You just, you came in and, with a different angle, you threw in Bateman, Myers, Cade Otton, which was swell, but then you promoted your last taxi guy to Tavion Sanders just to come in.
What?
And give you one catch for 7 yards against Denver.
Will you?
With Bryce Young.
What the fuck?
And it was shut up.
Tell me what happened.
It was the last minute decision. So, number one, I didn't listen to the podcast.
That's your problem. Until
today. I didn't listen to it today. And Jatavion Sanders, I was like, you know what? He looked like he was getting some catches. He looked okay last week. Like, I'm going to chance it. Like, he's getting some reps. He could probably get a touchdown. You know, the best I can hope for is a touchdown with that guy. But Andy Dalton, like, got hurt or whatever. Or I don't know.
Is it a car accident?
Like a car accident. Well, yeah. Fucking car accident. And that totally changed it, because then you have the shitty ass quarterback going in. Yeah, it just changed up things for me there.
He's still developing. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
William woke up that morning and was like, how can I fuck up my situation even more?
So it's funny you tell me you just listened to it, because I also just listened to it to refresh on what we said. And I'm sure you noticed what I noticed was that Castor and I gave you the recipe for success. We had said put in downs, and specifically Castor called, go pick up Elijah Moore because Jameis is going to play. Those two guys, 18 and 8, the 26 would have been the difference to come and get you that dub over Sanders and Justice Hill.
Don't listen, William. God damn it.
I'm not here to be on Fantasy Island. Okay?
Trying to fucking help
this
you.
Is what it was.
This was actionable advice given to you with ample notice. And then actually, right when I heard it, you picked up Elijah Moore an hour ago. You did it right like as I listened to it. I was like, this little bitch is listening right now.
Totally was.
God damn it,
I was
William.
Like, you know what? That is a good move.
Fucking listen, Will. Trying to help you.
I did listen.
Too late.
Why does your brother go through the effort to get this out as quickly as he does? If you're going to listen a week late.
He's in my fucking room doing it. I'm
going to get some fucking bugs, man.
Oh, he put you to sleep already.
DeAndre Swift got me 18 points this week. He, I think, is looking like his old self.
He's looking good in that Bears offense until the passing game can start clicking more consistently. He's been the steadiest piece after everyone, like the first few weeks, people were like, this guy's dust. He's done 5-4-4 and then 22, 18, 17, 18. He's just been on a tear the last four games.
Yeah. And Rashad Bateman, man, I'm telling you, he's just a hit or miss. That's why I fucking hate. I need to get rid of him. I need to get rid of him. He just
too bad.
Wears
too
me
late
down.
Now. It's too late.
But Josh Downs, I think if I listen to y'all's episode before, I just statistically, like looking at it, Josh Downs does not do well with Anthony Richardson in. He just doesn't. Mm-hmm. I think play him last week with Anthony Richardson in, and I was like, okay, maybe that'll, you know, Josh Downs is good. No, dude, fucking Anthony Richardson just ruins it for people. So I'm surprised he got these 18 points, but I immediately was like, fuck, I should have. That sucks.
Well, apparently he hurt his back because he didn't practice today. So we'll see on the preview episode whether or not he's a viable go. Mm. But maybe with Joe Flacco being in there, you can start him with a little more reliability.
I definitely will definitely start him.
Oh, you're going to listen now, William.
Oh, you shut your mouth.
39-year-old Joe Flacco.
Unreal.
Yeah, I just want to Drake May was another one. He was doing well. He ran in for a touchdown, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty good run, and then he got hurt. So I was like, man, I'm glad I didn't play Drake May this week and put in Sam Darnold, because that was, I think, a tough decision for me to choose. But, yeah, I'm happy, honestly, that I put up 105 points. Like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, respect for putting up 105, even though your whole team's hurt.
I see you, like, team that I have, dude. I look at it every day, like, I got no room to get anybody off my team because I want them, but they're all on IR or getting hurt, and it's just like, what do I do here?
I'll tell you what you don't do.
You don't promote someone from Texas.
If you're running out of space, you don't promote.
Promoted your whole fucking taxi squad, Will. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I almost feel bad for you.
Nah, dude. Jatavion Sanders, watch. Justin wants him. Justin, let's finish the
deal. Justin, let's talk. Let's finish
this deal. You want Sanders? I got you, dude.
Want Sanders? I want space. Let's do it. You got a spot that Diggs is on IR.
Yeah.
All right, over to the other side. Fonz, you took a slight gamble going with Bo Nix over Dak Prescott. Turned out to be a big win. Bo Nix is such an anomaly. The guy doesn't seem to be a very good passer, but he just keeps fucking putting numbers up. He did throw for 3 touchdowns in this game, looking way better than he did last week against the Saints. And then ran in for another one, vulturing my Javonte Williams touchdown in the process. But monster game. Now, it's Carolina, but whatever. You're supposed to do that against bad teams. Right. So 29 points for Bo, big day. Montgomery, still steady. Got involved in the 52-point Lion touchdown party. Kyren, still consistent as well. The knock on him was that he doesn't catch a lot of balls. Well, 7 targets, 5 catches, and a receiving touchdown in this game. Shit, sorry, Jose. I just had an epiphany that the Spurs are playing that it's like the freak-off between Chet Holmgren and Wemby, yeah, at 8:30. So I'm going to have to turn that on in the background for a second. Anyway.
Do that.
Yeah, Kyren Williams, man. RB4 on the year right now. Finds the end zone again. You know what, Fonz? You've got your own little Derrick Henry. He has scored in every single game this season that he's played.
Yeah, I think we were talking about that last time. I want that for next season. I want those news that come out during before the season starts, during the preseason, like Kyren Williams is going to be a punt returner. Like,
yeah. That's right. I forgot.
It's almost like a good strategy is to like bet on bad news. Well, that's what I always hear in terms of like investments and stocks and stuff like that. But like, I think the same can apply to like fantasy, like pre training camp, like heading into the season, like all these bullshit headlines you hear, like ignore them or like double down on them.
By the dip. All right, and then it gets a little uglier. Now outside of CeeDee Lamb, who I guess the Niners just didn't feel like guarding in the second half of that game. I'm sure William was watching some of that as he was like, I've never seen somebody that open, let alone twice for a number one receiver.
I felt like I had a small, very small chance in beating my brother until CeeDee started scoring touchdowns. Of course. This guy. But I was like, you know what? I'm also happy that my brother got this dub because I don't know if he would have felt good about losing to me with my ICU team.
Oh, what a hero.
No, you take the win. No, you take the win. Cooper Kupp back in action. Not as good a game as Puka receiving wise, but he did get in the end zone for 51 and a touchdown. I'm going to skip him for now. Dalton Kincaid got in on the tight end day party. How many touchdowns do you have on the season now? That is only his second. Three? So, yeah, National Tight End Day. Indeed. Jose's excited about that one. We'll figure out why soon. All right, and then Aubrey, and then Chiefs defense, actually. I wanted to point this out. I was telling you last episode, get the damn Saints out of your lineup. You know, you won by 20, so not super relevant, but I pointed out the Lions – Chiefs and Chargers. All three of these guys, I guarantee, outscore your Saints defense. I will bet you anything, real prize. And then you went off on a tangent. We never came back to it. Well, those three defenses turned out to be top five defenses, and all three of them did outscore your 5-point Saints. I wish you didn't take my attention away because I would have had some kind of luscious prize to cash in on right now.
Nothing, Lama. You have nothing to say.
No. Well, actually, he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave it. Well, I'll think about it. And then like an hour after the podcast, I think somebody added the Chargers. I think Isaac added the Chargers. And he's like, oh, fuck. So he went ahead of the Chiefs.
Because the Chargers was the other one that you had mentioned about bringing up. And I was like, well, if I'm going to make a move on that, I better do it now. So I did it.
It was Chargers and Lions. And Lions ended up being the number one defense for Scott on the entire week. But all right, and here's where we get into your other stuff. Man, these trades you made, I think so far, every button you've pushed, this is the first win you have earned since the Jordan Mason, Brandon Ayuk trade. We all know Brandon Ayuk is out for the year. Jordan Mason has vastly underperformed. You can actually spot the moment you traded for him because it's all his worst games for the entire season. 7.8, 8.2, 6.9, and now 1.8. And I think he aggravated a shoulder injury. Dontavian Wicks, when and how did you – that was a Miller trade? That was Cooper Kupp deal?
Cooper Kupp, yeah.
Okay. Dontavian Wicks – 2.9, 10.8 scored, and then 1. So been kind of a dud for you lately. But they both found your lineup. You managed to survive. Thanks to all your other guys stepping up for you. But maybe it's more of a preview topic, but if you care to get any of that, vent any of it now, you may.
Yeah, no, I just – the first win since all those trades that I did I feel good. I got the win because, yeah, my brother's right. I definitely would have killed myself if I lost against my brother.
Damn. Careful, Siri's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I definitely would have killed myself. Like.
That's what you made it sound like.
That's what you made it sound like.
No, that is what you made it sound like. Like I was going to kill myself.
Nah, calling Nami
that
now.
That's what you said. Yeah, exactly. They're still
anyways,
open.
Yeah, and then Dontavian Wicks, yeah, I don't know. I know for the future, I'm pretty excited for him. But they have really good matchups, and if Jordan Love could just stay healthy here. They have a lot of weapons. Bad. They got Christian Watson. They had Romeo Dobbs. They're not all going to stay there. They're not all going to stay there. Someone's going to leave. So I'm banking that Dontavian Wicks either stays or he gets traded to a team that will utilize him better, his talents.
Banking on the talent. Now, I didn't see this game, but one other player of note on your bench, Chris Olave, finally breaks 100 yards for the first time all season. Now, I know Derek Carr didn't play. Was this more Haener? Was it Rattler? Or who gave him those 14 targets?
I have no idea.
Rattler.
Spencer Rattler, really? Because I know he got benched at some point.
Oh, shit, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he was ass.
Yeah, it says he got pulled early. I just don't know if that was...
Midway through the third quarter, Jake Haener came in.
Yeah, I didn't see when the majority of the volume, Olave's volume, came, at what point in the game.
Well, maybe something for you to research, Fonz. But good to see, because he wasn't even a start consideration. He had been so bad. Mm-hmm. Now there's a chance Derek Carr comes back next week, but they're playing Carolina, so it's like, what? And Rashid Shaheed's out. All right, we'll talk about that in the preview. Other little pat on the back I'm going to give myself. I told you to keep an eye on your boy Cedric Tillman down there on Taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty monster game with Famous Jameis in his first start.
I'm liking it a lot, but still staying in my Taxi for now. But yeah, I like it a lot. I like what I'm seeing.
See that?
That's exactly why. Exactly why I kept him in there. I almost felt like I was this close to giving him up. He didn't do anything this season, and so I'm glad I'm seeing it.
Take notes, yeah, William.
you couldn't share your secrets with your brother on how to keep players in Taxi.
Listen, because of that, I have 105 points.
I mean,
yeah, you would have had more if you fucking
we told you. You would have won, William.
God bless. All right. Well, congrats to Fonz. You improved to 5-3. And William, you fall to 2-5. Funny enough, that does not remove you from the playoff picture. But we'll get to that in the final standings.
Don't tell him that.
Right. I didn't know already.
Oh, you didn't.
I mean, William with a killed spirit is no fun. We got to keep his spirits up.
I knew. Can't break me.
So, but he deserves a killed spirit this season. Last season, or the season before, he did not. Like, I felt genuinely bad for him. But this season, dude. Like, this guy going around... making voodoo dolls poking and saying out loud who he wants, you know, to break their ankles and
who's next,
kneecaps and stuff like that.
I think Fonz is due.
Oh yeah, who are we not then?
Miller and Castro.
Okay,
me and Justin.
And D.
Oh, I'm sorry, me and
Jose Ward.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, all right, let's go Castro versus Miller. We're going to go on the losing side here. Miller lost. 91 points. I was going to be mean about it, but I decided not to. I'm sorry, Miller. I mean, it's still respectable, 91 points. Castro put up 111 points. That we're going on Miller's side here. I mean, Matthew Stafford looks like a really good game. I didn't really watch a lot of games this week, so I'm just going to go off of what I see on here. Obviously, not a good day for Antonio Gibson. I'm guessing he got injured because he only got 5 carries for 7 yards. Tank Bigsby, not great either. Darnell Mooney, though. I mean, I've been keeping an eye on him for a while. I mean, I think he's doing good with the Falcons offense. I think he's up and coming. Tank Dell scores a touchdown this week. Evan Ingram gets in on the National Tight End Day with a touchdown. Alec Pierce, glad to see that number because that's exactly why I had to drop him. 1-4, only 11 yards. Maybe that improves with
with Joe Flacco in, but that's why I gave him up. I'm just tired trying to figure out when he's going to have a good game. Ricky Pearsall doing well for him on that one against the Cowboys. We knew the defense sucks, so we knew somebody was going to get some points there. Glad to see Ricky Pearsall doing well out there. And then a Chargers kicker and a Giants defense help him. I think that was one of the best options he had because he had no one else that he could start in those positions. But Calvin Austin on his bench, I feel like we talked about Calvin Austin, did we not?
I feel like I haven't thought about Calvin Austin in like a year, so yeah, I don't think we did.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like I remember Calvin Austin being on a trade block for Miller because I liked his speed and the potential of the way he could be. I mean, I feel like now with Russell Wilson, with how well he's playing, and even with Justin Fields, if he comes back in for Russell Wilson, I feel like Calvin Austin is becoming a nice compliment to what George Pickens has been becoming so far, the star in that team. So I think that's something to look forward to for Calvin Austin.
I'm trying to look that up. I haven't thought much about this guy. I mean, he had a nice game, but
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is I don't like looking at his like history. I don't know that he's ever been on my personal radar for fantasy, and it could just been. I mean, because like you know, targets through the last couple games, 4, 4, 5, 2, 1, 5. Like it's just he got into the end zone and got really.
I like his speed. I like his size. I like that if they can figure that out, how to utilize him, I feel like he could be a real asset. And I feel like they showed with this past week or just the season since Russell Wilson has started.
Oh yeah, prime Russell Wilson. They turning the clock back, Russell Wilson, for sure.
Yeah, and he's looking good out there.
Say it again, Fonz. Say it again.
He's looking good out there.
Yeah, I don't have him on my team anymore. I just like seeing guys I want.
Who else is looking good out there, Londo?
Oh, he's so hot. My dick.
I don't know. Is that what you wanted?
So his skin.
that boner.
Why?
That's what he was saying. He said his...
That's what you were trying to allude to.
You said it. Continue.
Yeah, that's on Miller's side. And going to Castro's side here, Joe Burrow does not look like he had a good day.
Oh, if only someone told him to start Baker again.
Fuck you. Again.
I mean, this one was questionable, though, because we just didn't know what kind of Baker we were going to see with no weapons. Because there was
no
weapons.
No, I said, F that, start Baker. You saw what happened last time you played Tampa. Do it. You said, oh.
It's all right.
I don't blame you.
Now don't start him next week against the Chiefs. You're welcome.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Start him.
Stupid little swing, man.
Kamara has a decent day considering that they didn't put up any points really. Only 8 points. Jahmyr Gibbs going off, man. Looking great. Just a compliment to that offense. You know David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs are just the
Sonic and
engine,
Knuckles,
the oil to the engine of that team. So, and it obviously showed with the quarterback not doing anything, not putting up much points. Jamar Chase, decent day too. Romeo Dobbs, 72 yards, no touchdown. And Njoku also participating in National Tight End Day.
Love Jameis Winston.
Oh, for the record, Castro, that was your James Conner trade. You traded for a 22 third rounder, and that was David Njoku, who you since cut and then picked back up. So
I cut for space, but I've been trying to keep him on.
Najee Harris looking a lot better.
Oh boy.
I mean, he's coming alive with Russell Wilson. I thought these was going to have another like boner.
No, but I think you're right. I think it was through like what was this week 6 Russell Wilson got the start. I thought it was 7, but maybe it is 6 because if you look at Najee's like fantasy performance, there's a direct correlation to when he starts doing better for fantasy. And so yeah, no, that's a fair statement.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is bringing everybody back to life on that team.
It was steady, exactly 7 points. 7.9, 7.4, 8.6, 7.3, 7.7, and then the last 3, 18, 16, 13.
It's got a floor. Mm-hmm. It's seven.
Jonathan Taylor, first game back since his injury, and he has a good,
look good,
nice, decent day. Really good day, actually. McPherson, nothing impressive there. And the Jets defense losing to the Patriots, only got 2 points.
Yes.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield's probably the only notable thing to note on the bench. But I don't blame you for that move. Luckily, you still come out with the win. You still come out with the win. You improve 5-3 while Miller drops to 1-7.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about that is just I was just so happy to finally get Jonathan Taylor back. Like, I think the last couple of weeks, the headache part has just been filling in his hole. Like, he leaves a hole, so it's been a flex spot. And the Trey Sermon, like, era sucked, the little short stint. But, yeah, he looked good.
It was short-lived.
Yeah. I'm happy to have him back. Hopefully he stays out there.
I didn't realize Kamara was playing with a fractured ribs and a broken hand and has been for the last several weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I really feel like this season has been just horrible with the reports, like reporting injuries or just downplaying injuries. Like, it's been horrible this season. And McCaffrey's like the biggest one.
McCaffrey, the Rams bullshit, the Cooper Kupp,
and, right?
Puka Nacua, yeah.
Like, it's just all throughout the league, it's just been bad reports. And
And what happened recently where it's like, or Debo's not feeling well, suddenly he just doesn't play at all. Like
that was
somebody
the last
else.
Game. Yeah.
Somebody else got sick like right before the game, played like two snaps, and then DeMario Douglas that happened to, where he got ill out of nowhere. Yeah,
and shit.
The game's rigged. Just kidding. that's my. I don't have much to say about that, but congrats, Cash, for coming out the win on that. I think you needed it. You definitely need JT back, and looking good for the future.
I just want to comment on Miller's pick. I didn't realize that was not always there, was it?
No, his pick. His profile picture in Sleeper is recently updated.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's from a headshot he got taken 3 months ago.
There you go.
He's
gonna start looking for new teams to manage. Dusting off his resume.
He looks like a GM. The funniest one was when we were playing Madden, and Castro had the GM of the Jaguars. the funniest headshot ever, man. It looks.
Well, we had a GroupMe league at or chat at some point, or like a group chat, like you were saying. And I think the chat bubble was the whatever his name is,
the owner
with the mustache. Yeah.
That is actually still my profile picture for Castro.
His name is something like Shaq Khan. Yeah, there it is.
It's still the photo that pops up when he texts or anything. Love that guy.
Well, now we're on to the last one.
And by default, it's William again.
No, William!
All right, D's in Warwick. Is that right?
That's it.
All right, D's. You took this one. 117 to Warwick's 109. Close matchup. This puts D's at 5-3 and Warwick 3-5. We'll start off on Warwick's side. Pat Mahomes did his average best, 18 points. Oh man, that was his best game so far.
Yeah, I was so pissed about that.
That is wild. Okay.
Pat Mahomes, it's just fucking 18, yeah.
James Cook, he went off. He put up 25.30, two touchdowns, 111 yards, rushing, receptions put 22 yards. Y'all talk shit about Jerry Jeudy, but he put up a respectable 7.90 points.
Yeah, I don't mess with that ninja. Just a guy.
Keon Coleman, 70 yards and a touchdown, 13 points. Hunter Henry dropped down to reality a little bit without Drake May there. He put 4.50, which isn't bad technically for a tight end, but Malik
on National Neighbors, Tight End Day, it was a bad day.
For yeah.
Malik Neighbors had 13 targets. 13. Put up 71 yards, though. That's it.
That's all they got. Did you see that 2-point conversion attempt?
Oh,
I didn't.
To fucking neighbors. Terrible.
Oh yeah, where they all lined up. Oh, on the side lined, and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my god, nobody blocked.
No, they lined up like the whole O line on the left with neighbors behind them, but all the linemen were looking at the quarterback. So when they snap it, the defender already ran right through them.
Didn't even dare like blocking. Like, all right, we're ready.
Danny Dimes and neighbors were pissed. They're like, they knew how embarrassing that looked. They were so mad.
Yeah. I hate to mention it, Calvin Ridley.
Dude, yeah, we buried that guy.
Yeah, but he put up 12.60,
143. He did that. Dude, like, he had 100. Yeah, 100 of those yards in the first quarter.
That is wild. 15 targets, 10 for 15.
Unreal.
Insane.
I guess when 52 points get hung on you, you throw a lot. He's the only guy left.
Bucker put up 10. And San Francisco's defense 6. Russell Wilson was on his bench. He put up 13. Aaron Rodgers 17. So he started the right quarterback.
Tracy.
Nah, I'm not going to talk about that guy. Just kidding. Tyrone Tracy put up 21 points, 20 carries, 145 yards, one touchdown.
That's a recently promoted Tracy. He was in his taxi, and Ward messaged me after that. He thought it was time to promote, and I was like, "Yeah, I agree, but wait until he clears concussion protocol." And he did not wait, so whatever.
Well, good job, Ward. You promoted him, put him on your bench.
Oh, you're one to talk.
Nah. Hey, I at least put him in the starting lineup. I started him. Put him. Let's go.
This is after the fact.
It was after the fact. Yeah, you know, it was after the fact. And damn it, dude, we just did a trading guillotine for Tracy, and now I'm not gonna be able to start him next week. So fuck you, Warren.
Okay, sorry, Warren.
Also, I think y'all did mention or recommend putting Russ in over Patrick Mahomes, and I at the time when I was listening to it, I was like, no, like, why would you do that to me? Like, not to me. I love Russell Wilson. Why? Like, no. But I almost wish that would have happened, because I would have breathe a little bit easier watching that Monday night game, because you know Russ scored less than Pat Mahomes, and Pat Mahomes had his best outing this season. So anyway, just to call out,
not still wasn't that great, but still, yeah, his best outing.
Well, that's it on Warwick's side. D's side, D's. Josh Allen, 19 points, pretty good. Saquon Barkley, my favorite guy, my guy. My ninja.
Everybody's got it.
Don't do it, William.
22 carries, 108 yards. Pretty good. Pretty good.
You don't got anything else to say?
David A. Chan.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who?
Devon A. Chan, sorry.
My goodness. What are we doing here?
Devon A. Chan, 20.70 points.
This is the person on the show just makes up a name.
No, I don't know why I said David. Devon A. Chan. Yeah, he did really well. Really, really good.
David Samuel.
David Samuel, 8.60 points. Garrett Wilson did well for you. He put up 11.30. George Kittle had a day. He had a day out there. 18.80 points.
You know it.
128 yards in the touchdown.
Always brings the heat against the Cowboys.
You love the heat, right, Lando?
I love Kittle.
What the fuck, man?
Kareem Hunt. He did his thing. He put up a touchdown, 12.30 points.
Skipped one.
I don't even mention. Well, you want to mention Brock Bowers? He put up 58 yards.
Man, is that okay? Respect. Dance. Right, dude.
Okay. He didn't put up a touchdown. Kyler Murray put up 22 points on your bench. Zeke got a touchdown in.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Ramondre, yeah, it was, but you know, that was random, you know. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah, that's just probably a prayer.
Ramondre Stevenson, though. This guy, dude, I would feel frustrated as an owner, because you cannot call it with this guy. It's like, you play well, you don't. You start, you get benched.
So, what do you do? Jose, I actually just looked this up, because I was trying to figure out a correlation on his good games versus his bad games. And basically, if the Patriots are going to be competitive at all, it's a Ramondre game. So week one against the Bengals, right? He gets 18. The Patriots won that game, 16-10. Week two, he gets 15. Patriots only lost by 3 in overtime, so they were competitive the whole game. Week 3, 0.3. They got blown out by the Jets 24-3. Week 4, 4.2, blown out by the Niners 30-13. Week 5, 15.2, they only lost by 5 to the Dolphins 15-10. He didn't play in week 6. Week 7 against the Jags, lost by 16 in London. And then this past game, obviously they beat the Jets 20.5. So if they are going to be close, it seems like Ramondre is involved.
Okay, how do I know if they're going to be close?
Next game,
call the coach.
Tennessee just lost 52-14. That is a win or get close game. They have nobody. They don't have Hopkins. They've got Mason Rudolph or Broken Will Levis, Mr. Manning.
It's Mankins. A trap.
Tell him, Will.
Anytime touchdown. That's my guy.
Oh my god, no.
Just saying. Those all correlate. One score games, he goes off. Anything more, he doesn't.
It's a trap. Don't do it.
Listen to right,
so, man. Anyways, that'll be the preview. But yeah, he put up 20.50 points on your bench. Didn't matter. You still won this game, Deez. 117 to Warwick's 109. Again, this puts you at 5-3 and Warwick at 3-5. Congrats, Deez.
Thanks, man. Congrats.
Good fight, Warren.
Yeah, for real. He had me sweating in that Monday night game because I kept doing the math, as I'm sure all of y'all have done before, where it's like all your players are done. You know, you're up by, let's say, 15 points, and it's like, okay, I can afford, you know, 90 for this guy that I'm going up against to score, like to catch a ball, you know, receptions for 90 yards and a touchdown. That's it. And then as the game progresses, you start doing math and okay, not, you know, whatever, but it came down to like one of the final plays or one of the final drives for the Giants. And I'm like, if he scores a touchdown, I'm toast. Like I'm just toast. And so, luckily I think Danny Dimes threw a pick. I think that's what happened. And so like at that point I was like, okay, I think I'm good, but yeah, had me sweating a bit. I needed this win.
He did have a couple chances for touchdowns. Neighbors.
What? I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's because you talk about it more than all of us do, but I feel like a lot of your games come down to Monday Night Football, Deez.
I agree.
I don't know.
I've learned from my mistakes, though. I learned from my mistakes. I don't go out to dinner with the people I'm playing up against if it comes down to a Monday Night game. No, sir.
Biggest mistake. All right, that is the final game. Standings update. From reverse going on up, Miller is still holding on to the bottom spot at 1-7. At 1-7. Isaac, same record in 11th at 1-7. William, technically 10th at 2-6.
Woo!
But because of a points tiebreaker, you would slide in. You have more points than everyone else above you until you get to fifth place. So you would sneak, if the playoffs started today, you would have snuck in over Joe,
don't
over your
give
brother,
him hope, dude.
Scott, yeah, dude. Warwick, and so on. But you are 2-6 on paper. Warwick is sitting at 3-5. Scott, right at 500 at 4-4 in eighth place. Fonz, slightly above his arch nemesis. Also at 4-4 in seventh place. Mm-hmm. Joe coming in at 5-3 is in sixth. Jose, 5-3 in fifth. Castro, 5-3 in fourth. And then a three-way tie. Noe at 6-2 has the fewest points of the 6-2 bunch. Justin comes in right behind him at 6-2. And I am still holding on to first place. A slight 7-point edge over Justin as we finish week 8 and enter week 9. Now, I think we didn't go over every single one, but our little touchdown parlay once again for the 8th week in a row did not hit. And I always kind of sweat it subconsciously. I never actually see the bet, so I never know what Jose's final things are unless I ask. But every time they don't hit, I'm like, God, I'm frustrated for him. Well, Jose, you hit me with a little surprise during Monday Night Football. Why don't you tell me what you did for National Tight End Day?
I did, yeah. And first of all, yeah, the parlay bet that I made based on everyone's insights last week, of all the names, I was like, Xavier Worthy, probably not going to hit. And that's like, well, that's one that did. And so I'm just like, of fucking course. So I'm really feeling it for, what is it? We're stepping into week 9. I'm really feeling it. We'll have our insights on the next episode. But
going into the weekend, I am very aware of National Tight End Day. I feel like that was started by George Kittle, or he was one of the many individuals that started that. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a tight end touchdown parlay just in honor of National Tight End Day. I feel like there's more awareness to it this year, and you know, quarterbacks and teams will start to feature their tight ends just a little bit more because of the day. I don't always get it right, but I placed a five-way touchdown parlay between George Kittle, Kate Otten, David Njoku, Dalton Kincaid, Evan Ingram. I put $10 on it, and I don't know if you can see that, but brought in $1,000 on that.
I would have put $100 on that. Fucking cash was first thing. Well, imagine if you put more money. Yeah. Don't listen to that.
You gambled.
Don't listen to that boy.
I thought it was a gamble. Yeah. I thought you were going to show me something.
Dude.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. So of those five names, I was only really like concerned about Dalton Kincaid because he only had one touchdown on the year. But I was like, you know what? Like, I don't know. Like, there's no data or stats to back it up. I was like, I have Josh Allen. I have hopes that it'll just turn out in the right way. He'll feature his tight end. Let's just do it. Yeah. And I think Dalton Kincaid probably scored the quickest out of this entire group, like in terms of like where the game was. David Njoku gave me a little bit of a scare, but he obviously scored a touchdown. Evan Ingram scored a touchdown, I think, on one of the final, if not the final, Jacksonville drives. And then obviously it came down to Kittle on Sunday night. And Kittle, I think, had like a 34 or 5 yard reception, went down at the one, didn't get, you know, I think they ran it in, Kareem Hunt maybe. And then on the next drive for the 49ers, Kittle scores, but there was like flags that got thrown everywhere. And I was like, yes, no, I was like, what is it? And then they ultimately counted it. And I was like, oh my God. And so at that point I sent a message to Mario, and I wanted to message him early on in the day, 'cause at that point, two of my five legs had hit, but I didn't want to jinx it. And I was like, let me hold off. It'll be a good story for later if it does.
It was a good move.
Finally hit one. Looking to build on that going into the next week's preview.
You take that $1,000 and you put
it into
the next one.
I've already invested my winnings. 90% of it.
You hear that, boys? Now we have more play money to make bigger parlays.
That's all I heard.
It's just dollar parlays is what we're doing.
What's incredible
for our podcast with a bad year.
The storyline has been how bad tight end has been the entire season. We're going through hand picking guys that we think will do okay, and the one that hits is a slate of all tight ends on the same day. Like, unreal.
Yeah, and because I showed everyone here, if you're listening, it was a 100x bet. I put $10 on it, brought home $1,000. And there wasn't really like a boost because of National Tight End Day. It was just the players that I chose. Like David Njoku had, that was like a 3x multiplier. Normally you see like a 1.5 or 1.5 or 1.7. And then just everyone was like a 2x multiplier after that. So it just the way the odds shook out, and it actually worked out. So
you're obsessed, Deez. You're obsessed.
Yeah, you got a problem, dude.
Way before this, but yes.
It's fun though. It's fun.
Oh, is it fun?
We'll do anything but parlay bets from now on.
Yeah, let's just spend the next hour talking about different parlay bets that could potentially hit. And yeah, we'll cover the preview another time.
I'm such a degenerate. Every Friday, me and the buddy of mine from work, right before we get off work, we gamble on random, I don't know where in the world it is, table tennis. And it's on the Hard Rock Bet. Yeah, but it's actually, it goes by so fast. The games last like 15 minutes and that's it. But we like, we're there just betting like degenerates. And if you watch these games, like it has the option for you to like watch a little stream of the game. It's like in these, like, it looks like a prison. It looks like they're playing for their lives. Like, I don't know where in the world they are. I don't know if they're safe.
Oh,
yeah, it feels so wrong and dirty.
Your balls of fury court.
Because it's literally an empty room, the ping pong table, the two guys, and then one guy at a desk, like the judge, and that's it. There's no crowd. There's nothing else. They don't really show any other part of the room.
That sounds awesome. Don't send me that link.
Yeah, it's tons of fun. I lose a lot of money just to betting on stupid guys I don't know nothing about.
That's a gambling problem, dude.
Yeah, don't listen to this guy on your parlays. Well, congrats on finally hitting. I'm alleviated of some of the guilt of some of the wrong picks that Fonz has given you over the past few weeks.
You too, man.
Yeah, nice one, Fonz.
Everyone, every single one of us.
No,
have
no, come on, you. Yeah, it's mainly you.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. I was excited to see that because every time it misses, I'm like, damn, how, like, what's the debt like right now? What are we running into the ground? So, but yeah, that's a button. It's a button on week number 8 onward to week number 9. Congrats. We're starting to see a little bit of separation here. The fact that we've got 6 teams at 5-3 or better and all separated by one game is getting a little tight.
It's a race
tight at the top here. Yeah. A few weeks ago. So congrats to everyone that's managed to stay healthy and to those on the brink. Like, yeah, every week matters. William, you're not dead.
Yes, you are, William. Don't.
No, I'm not. You can't break me.
No, I'm not.
Well, that's it for this one. Let's get out of here and give some advice for week 9.
Later, bye. Everyone.
Bye. Big Willie signing out.